Well, hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to the spring equinox. Hey, here we go. March 22nd, 2020. Again, we're happy to be back, and we hope you you had a great 3-month quiet period and are ready to get back to full creative action again. Now, today, of course, we'll start with an opening meditation by Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel will cooperate with us and help co-create a unified field of refined fifth-dimensional light. He will be led to open our crucible and set the energies for 2020. We will gather the energies of the new moon and the spring equinox that will help us begin to plant the seeds of creativity based in the element of love. Now, before we begin our meditation, here are a few announcements. Our first full teaching session will be held on April the 14th, 2020, and again at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please make note at this time change, and again, it is they are going to be at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The call-in numbers has also been changed, and you will be sent a reminder email with the new numbers a few days before our call. And as a reminder, as we all did today, and you guys were really great about it, please try to call in early, as the the phone lines have been pretty tied up. Also, just in case you haven't registered for the class and want to, please don't put it off, and please register as soon as you could. Number five, how about that? We will have our annual Easter call on April the 12th, also at 7 p.m. This call will be an open call for anyone who would like to attend. If you know anyone who might be interested, invite them. Again, try to call in early. We will also be discussing the COVID-19 virus that is in the forefront of everybody's mind today. This group has an important role to play in this pandemic and what we can do to change the direction it is taking. We need to change our attitude from negative to positive with everyone we come in contact with. From the communications we have received over the last 30 days or so, it appears that this situation could last any amount of time. We have no idea, according to Metatron, 30 days to maybe to the year end. He just doesn't know. So we just have to stay in touch. And again, that word panic is not where we need to be right now. We need to be the positive influence. Now, they tell us there is no way of knowing, so we just have to continue to become and take that opportunity to be the leaders. So let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for our opening meditation.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I am honored to be with each and every one of you today to open our crucible for the coming 2020 time sequence on Earth. This opening is a very important opening to set the energetics both for each individual members of our crucible and also to amplify that crucible in the most divine expression through the membership that can be sent out worldwide. As you are seeing with this pandemic that has occurred on Earth, no one is exempt from these times of change. We are, all of you, are part of a worldwide Earth community. Some individuals have a more clear consciousness than others. Some are dead asleep. And for them, this is a huge wake-up call. We cannot say that this is a wake-up call for you as individual members of this crucible, for you have been preparing for this for a very long, long time, especially within the last 3 years. We have worked with you very intensely to prepare you to take the leadership in setting energetics that are usable by not only those who have a level of conscious awareness and connectivity to teachers of light, but to those who could use your guidance. Not that you are all called for to be healers or teachers or those types of things, but just in your day-to-day conversation, to be conscious of what you are saying, how you are saying it, and how you project the light, that divine light, through the element of love, because it is so now ingrained within you. So with setting these energies, we are going to start in this meditation in drawing in the undifferentiated light through that fourth triad. And we will begin there and anchoring each step of the way these energetics in not only to the earth star, each individual's earth star, but within Mother Earth herself. We are going to gather the energetics of this spring equinox, where everything is starting to awaken. So it's with these energetics that this community starts to awaken the sleeping sector of the human collective just by being it and transmitting it. We are going to gather the new moon energetics, where the intention is set to be the vehicle for those light transmissions, however and in whatever order they must occur. So as we now start this meditation, we do so with these intentions. So I ask you to take a deep breath, and as you exhale, exhale love. Feel that heart opening begin to occur. And with each breath, it opens wider. Another deep breath, breathe in love. And exhale light. Beautiful Christed light. Now breathe in light and exhale love. Open the crown center. Leave the top of the crown open, wide to receive and to transmit. Now focus your attention on that fourth triad. All three sequences, your connection with the archangels, the ascended masters, the lords of light, the Elohim, and this community of light. Recognize your access to the Christed Oversoul, the Christed Mind, and the magnificent energetic frequencies that are being restored within your energetic system. Recognize your access to undifferentiated light of Source so that you might create in this spring time what is needed in these great times of change. They are like nothing you have ever seen, and this is why you have come, beloveds. So see that, the vortex of that wonderful triadic spinning, creating a vortex that has components of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. Recognize the Ark of the Covenant that surrounds your unified field, giving you access to Zeon particles of light and thought. Now, see that spinning vortex begin to open the third triadic system, your crown, universal mind, your higher mind, the connection that you have always had with your Earth star, your soul star. Know that a descent into your body has occurred, not only of your higher self and that communication, but of your oversoul. And that Christed mind is very active. See that spinning in that vortex, creating in communion with the fourth triad, such a magnificent unified field of light, connecting fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions into that field for your full expression. Feel that energy within your body. Feel that energy surrounding you in this magnificent light field, unified light, radiant light that can be transmitted everywhere you walk. This is who you are, beloveds. Recognize it. Have the intention to connect in with your physical body so the body begins to recognize this soul imprint and follows your consciousness in obedience to your spirit. See those two spinning vortexes of the fourth triad and the third triad. Activate the second triad, that magnificent space within your consciousness, within your brain, that brings all these light energies into manifestation into your body and into form. Feel how activated each of these chakras are. The third eye, the eye of Horus, all of the seed crystals within the center of your head that are resonating and vibrating and unified with that, with the eye and the knowing of that source energy, that one focus that sees all, knows all. And the pineal that constantly radiates through the magenta flame that is connected to your sacred heart center. So the neurons from that heart center and the neurons in the brain are united and contribute to your creation. And the medulla oblongata that is now fully activated streams through the throat chakra and unites the first and second triads in a divine space where truth is spoken, wisdom is drawn into the body, into the voice, into the communication that are put forth. And through that activated medulla oblongata, the pituitary gland is activated. All parts of the sacred expression of the brain begin to function. And those seed crystals vibrate more radiantly than ever before. In fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional pulses. Feel that, beloveds, in your body. See that expression as it surrounds you in your auric field and within all expressions of you in your body. Feel the power of the creativity that you hold within you, completely unified within your body, within your mind, and within your soul. So the wisdom of that soul, of your spirit, comes forth continually. And now, see that first triad spinning and spinning and spinning. It is the foundation of your consciousness in your body, where the element of love resides, where the wisdom of your soul spirit resides within that high heart or the sacred heart. And the throat chakra speaks when necessary, communicates in the highest expression of your divinity, filled with that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light frequency. Mm-hmm. See how your will, when you were created as a divine being, your will and source will was completely merged. And so it is now. You have choice, but that choice is always led through your conscious awareness of your divinity. Look into your heart chakra, beloved. Feel the gratitude for what Source created in you. See the beauty. And see that grand array of energetics of your first, second, and third chakra filled with this amazing Christed light. That first chakra radiating, spinning in radiant red. As you go forth, grounded in that earth energy and the ability to use all energies of the earth. Confident. Aware. And that second chakra spinning in that beautiful orange light. Relationships changing because you are filled with the love of your source and you are transmitting that into your relationships. See how your mental emotional body is becoming merged as you realize you have sovereignty in those thoughts and in your emotions, and that you choose through your divine will to transmit it fully and completely. And that third chakra, beautiful yellow. All three chakras spinning within that unified field. The merging of your will and divine will is ever present. And your will is strong and powerful in your divine light of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. Those three base chakras that are so important now to the way you conduct and live your life on planet Earth are always connected in to your heart chakra and into that first triad, because you choose to walk in the light of fifth dimension. Now, drop your grounding cord into your Earth Star. Feel the anchoring into an Earth that not only is in transition, but the Earth that you can connect into through the Christed matrix as it was at the beginning, and draw from that Christed, beautiful, luminous energy. Draw it up through that grounding cord into those first three chakras and into the first triad. All the way up through the center channel of your body radiating the energetics of the Christed Matrix all the way up through your crown into that fourth triad and connect it into the divine source of your being. Watch that beautiful spinning vortex. How illuminated it is. And it continually spins from the Christed Matrix up the center channel of your body into that source energy, and then spins down from source energy all the way through the body, all the way in to the Christed Matrix. And this continual movement continues throughout the course of this meeting. We'll bring you into the highest frequency of light that you have experienced. Now, in this light, in this state of consciousness, recognize yourself in your light body and begin to enter this collective crucible of light, entering one by one in your beautiful white garment of light, of Christed light, one by one, and take your seat within your community. Each one filing in, taking your seat. Now, welcome all of the archangels, all of the ascended masters, all of the lords of light, the Elohim, the representatives of the Andromeda galaxy, of the Pleiadian consortium, of the Syrian council, of angelics, and the beautiful being of Arcturus, who are so much of a reminder to you as humans. Now, as you rest in our community, in your light body, in this beautiful fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional energy of your expression, valued community that you are of Earth humanity. Let us begin our session.
Thank you, Gabriel. That was a wonderful opening to our session today. And also, Lord Metatron is next up on the agenda. And Lord Metatron is next up on our agenda. And he'll open the session with a brief Q&A and then follow that up with a closing meditation, and will be helping us to understand, you know, what is happening, and to the best of his knowledge. And now let's invite him in, and once he's done, he will hold a closing meditation for us. So we all take a deep breath and invite Metatron into our crucible. We would appreciate it. Thank you.
It is I, Metatron. I come to you as part of the community of the Lords of Light and also as the overseer of the ascension process in all forms of creative beings. You have been prepared very precisely for this time. We have spoken to you on many occasions of this time of change. You have always been a specific collective consciousness from the very beginning of this project that will be led to make a big difference in these times of change. In 2016, we ask you to receive, first of all, to open the time lock of fifth dimension expression of unity and love. You had no idea at that time, at that conference, what would be expected of you. And as we have gone along with you, you are starting to see what is needed and what you have come to do. We have asked you in each progressing year of your time to hold the stability of that fifth dimension in its proper sequence and also in its highest expression. And if you have tried your best, beloveds, to do that to the highest degree that you possibly could. So I say to you, you have done well. Many times you have faltered, and that is to be expected until we could educate you, till we could disperse the energetics that were needed for you to be able to hold these sequences of light in their proper order so they could be transmitted with ease through your body and your consciousness. The time is now. Much is expected, but you are up to the task. In the time of silence that we ask you to keep in the last 3 months, there were many challenges for each of you individually. This was a time for you to get in touch with you personally. Many had difficulty at the beginning settling in to many, many life reviews, awarenesses that would come to the forefront, forgivenesses that had to be instigated within you of times you were not at your best, or you faltered, or you chose the chaos of the world. But always, always, as we have observed you, you righted yourself, you shook yourself off and said, no, this is not where I am going. and you got right back on the path. This speaks volumes of your potential. And now you are beginning to see that. It is not of the ego, and you recognize that. Does not make you better than anyone else, but it makes you uniquely you. And this 3 months, although challenging for some, helped you come into this state of being in which you now sit with us in counsel. This is invaluable to what you will be expected to do in the next few years of your time. You are ready, and there is more preparation that we will be giving you in this year, in the conference, and next year. You have become very aware of this element of love. And that was so important to see that happen within each of you individually. Because you recognize how valuable of an element, a creative element, this is, and how it is a prerequisite for you to create a divine image and a divine imprint that had been lost or locked away in time locks since the fall of consciousness. You have done a tremendous service to humanity as you unlocked and seeded these time lock energies of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension within your body, within your consciousness, and you began to live it day by day. And when you slipped or misstepped, you saw it immediately. The important thing here is when you see it, not to judge yourself, to just write yourself into that Christed energy that is so now a part of you. Recognize it and begin to love yourself like you have never loved yourself before. This is so important now. How can you project what you do not possess yourself? You know this. So as we travel the path together in the year 2020, much will be revealed to you. Much will be asked. Humanity is in great distress. There is so much fear for survival. And you do not hold that. You know that you have a role here to hold the stability of unity and love within yourself and to use the creative abilities, the wisdom, the energetics that you have within you to change that, to exhibit a different example through your thoughts, through your words, and through your actions. And even though there has been a quarantine, so you do not have contact with many, by holding the thoughts that you think consistently, very stably, in that mid to higher level of fifth dimension, through the time lock energies that you have brought into being in the last 3 years. You can be very effective in projecting those thoughts and those emotions of certainty and love, compassion for others as they react. You know what your reaction is and should be. They do not. Those who are so asleep or so distorted in so many ways react instantly because of their fear that there will not be enough or that they will die. And yes, many will die. This is a worldwide situation where much will change. Many will leave the planet. Some have volunteered for this. Others can no longer sustain a life in the frequency bandwidth that they choose to operate in. And this is all right. They will be fine. They will be re-educated where it is easier outside of their third-dimensional distorted body. Keep this in mind, but also keep within that heart the love and compassion for those souls who will leave us soon. Now, the first thing that many of you will ask me is, how long, Metatron? How long? I cannot tell you that. It depends on the collective consciousness of humanity. Those that are asleep, or those who are so contaminated and distorted by the forces of negativity and darkness, how they are able to play out their schemes of greed and superiority and power, and how you and many like you are able to hold the light and shine it into that darkness to restore it into a different expression. It will be also dependent on the reaction of not only individuals, but governments who are so intent on finding something to blame for this virus. Stay out of blame. It's not important where it started. It's only important that you know that this is a collective creation of humanity to bring about a swifter shift within the earth itself in a state of consciousness, in the state of dimensional frequencies, and in the state of a time sequence that must be changed in order for all of humans to step into fifth dimension. In this present sequence of time, how long that takes that opening to take hold is not dependent on you per se, but your duty here every single day is to hold that sequence that you are now sitting in, that you do not look for someone to blame, but that you have compassion for all humans who find themselves bogged down in that third dimension, in the glue that holds them there through their negativity, their judgment, their guilt, their greed. Many, many will follow with you, different groups who are intent upon changing the time sequence that is needed to bring the earth, the physicality of the earth. The earth is ascending. She is receiving these 12th dimensional influxes through the Christed matrix within her, through the inner earth communities that hold the stableness of fifth dimension and above. The earth is now capable of reflecting back to you who you are. That's why Gabriel had you connect in with that Christed matrix and begin that flow of energy from the inner earth, from the Christed matrix, up the center channel, connecting in with the divine source of your being and traveling back down. So there is a constant flow of that source energy and that source light and the element of love. And the earth then reflects that back to you every moment. Receive what you are being given at all levels. Hold that stability. That's your charge for the next several months of your time. No, it is not in the design for human evolution and planetary evolution for this to fail. For the economics, yes, they will change. The school systems, the education will change. Many, many things will change because of this pandemic. It's worldwide. It's a unified expression of what is needed and the distortions that are present in living color. Know that it is not in the highest good of the earth or humanity for a complete breakdown of all supplies, all communication. There will be a time. This time of quarantine is needed for those who are capable in the half-asleep humans to reassess their life. Even though they push it away and try to get busy with games and different assortment of distractions, in the night, when it is quiet, they think. And this is a valuable time that must be offered to them. And how long that is needed is up to them. So be patient. And don't be afraid. Don't worry. All of this is being looked after for its best outcome. May not be perfect. Don't expect perfection. Humans have a long way to go. But it will be a start. Keep this in mind. Now, I doubt very seriously whether you have any questions, but I will offer you this opportunity. If you do, by all means, ask them, and I will answer them as best I can. Now, that said, if you also have comments or suggestions for us or for your community, please express those now. We will take a short time to have this discussion. So please, now, if you would like to communicate with your community, with me, by all means, do so.
Also, remember, if you'd like to speak, star 6, and then that will put you on, and then star 6 will mute you back again. Again, star 6 on, star 6 off. So please feel free to step forward and ask those important questions that you have. There we go. Go right ahead, please.
Yes. Hello. Archangel Metatron?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was my turn or not. There's been a lot of meditations going on, you know, recently where people are asking for healing for the world, et cetera, you know, adding their light. And I really thought deeply about that. And what came to me was, you know, I do a lot of violet fire work with Saint Germain and that group. And what came to me was to blaze the violet, the fifth dimensional violet fire through these groups of energetic intentions to purify and transmute. And what I saw was that it purifying and then going back into the dimension that it came from, or the area that it came from. So from whatever level, from the level of fear to the higher light areas. And then I saw like an elixir being created from the purity of these thought forms. And I don't know, was that my imagination or is there something to that? And then I couldn't take it any further. I couldn't take it past the elixir. If you have any comments, I'd be really interested.
Well, first comment I have to make is, why isn't it that you cannot trust what is given to you? The second comment I have to make, by all means, the elixir is needed to heal the wounds of the conflicted, to heal the wounds of distortion in the emotional body of those who have suffered, to heal the wounds in the mental body of those who have had a lot of interference from the very beginning of this embodiment. A lot of suffering where they were told they were bad, they were less than, they are incapable. So the elixir is so important to heal those wounds. So it is in taking that back through the violet flame into from whence it came, and then transmuting it into a different light frequency. This is what is needed now. Cannot take any more at that collective level. This is the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I got disconnected as I tried to answer this, make this question before, so I wanted to get right in here while I'm still on. Would it be appropriate for this group to focus on the RNA of the virus itself, which is sentient, and infuse it with the fifth or the fifth, sixth, and seventh light templates?
No.
Okay.
It needs to be, for it to be effective, just the way it is.
Now, okay.
That said, let me say this. That virus needs a host. And the human is the host. And how that seeps and gets manifested in each individual body is different. So for each of you, yes, it's important that you hold the light, that you work with the light frequencies in all manner. But you have to take care of you personally. You are invaluable now.
So you have to use that rational part of you that will amp up your immune system. So, and work with the cells of your body, your own DNA, your own chemical balance, so that it is operating at the highest frequency and in a healthful manner. So daily, put the liquid light and that the light nectar into your cells and see them radiantly functioning. Immune system, take care of you. This is the primary. It's for you to operate physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually at the highest frequency that is possible. So this virus is different in anything you have ever seen. So to attack it with the light is not desired. It will dissipate. It will diminish as more people awaken. And it needs to be an extreme wake-up call, not for certain individuals, certain groups. It has no, it isn't by race, color. And the entire world is affected. And so, therefore, this virus has to be the way it is. So attacking anything does not hold you in that space of creativity, creating something different. And you can do that within yourself physically so that it doesn't have a hospitable host to attach to. Keep in mind, if the earth was fully embodied in the latter stages of fifth dimensional energy, drawing into it sixth and seventh dimensional frequencies, this virus could not exist. If that was in all of humanity. So it has to be an extreme wake-up call. Otherwise, within a week, everybody would be back to business as usual. And this is not the case here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. In terms of our this collective's topic of sovereignty in a body, and flowing from the previous comment, I've been looking at quantum in the last little while, and there is something that we can do to assist and support our physicality at this time, is there not? Could you validate for me whether the information that I've been taking in is accurate in that there's something that's been, researchers have named protids or somatids that are crystal pyramid structures in each cell where the ATP resides? Would that be accurate?
It is accurate to a point, but they do not have the full picture.
Could you elaborate a bit?
Yes. You have it's really misunderstood about the crystalline structure within the body, because the crystalline structure isn't like a crystal that you hold in your hand. It's a very reflective, energetic, as well as a receiving of that source energy. And so the pyramidic geometry or construction holds it in a very stable, regenerative position. So yes, that, for the most part, it is accurate. And more will come to surface as things begin to settle down and things are used that are known now to help the body and to regenerate the cell. So not all can be made usable at this particular time. But it is, for the most part, very accurate and very much needed.
Oh, good. Thank you. So the protids or somatids then within each of our cells that house the ATP, the fuel, if you will, that's the interface, is it not, between source energy and we as host, as the host organisms, if you will, have the creative directive to give our attention to that so that it promotes balance and health within each of the cells rather than degeneration?
Correct. And you've been taught that, I mean, continually, over and over again, using that second triad, drawing in that source light, differentiating it, compressing it, making it into various states of physicality, liquid, nectar for the cells. That all has an effect on that ATP being stabilized in the cells. So you've already started that with what you've been taught and the energetics you've been given through that triadic system. But very few, they've learned it, they've done it, and then they move on. And they don't scan their body often to see where there are distortions, to see, to bring in that liquid light into the blood system so that it eliminates distortion. The deep-seated earth energy that keeps them in third dimension. So it purifies the blood that goes through every organ of the body, all of your skin, all of your bones. These things are things that you have to remind yourself to do. Put it on a schedule. Scan your body. Fill your cells with that golden nectar so that that ATP is receiving restorative light continually and your body is no longer a vehicle host for any virus.
Right. And would it be appropriate to be utilizing the magenta color coding into that? At this point, yeah.
All the color codes are important at this time to restore equilibrium, the blue for the emotions, the green for the heart, the magenta for the heart, the indigo for the brain. All of these color codes have validity. That's another sequence of teachings that you have been given and often forget to apply to yourself. This is where you create validity for what source created in you as the individual. Yes, you are not your body. You are a spirit occupying the body. But what you forget often is that body has to remain in its optimum for that spirit to express itself fully. It's in partnership with you.
So is it efficient then to be looking at the physical body holographically, taking in the drawing in the and the projections that are coming through?
What projections?
Well, the holographic imaging of source.
Oh, yeah.
Through.
Yes, of course. Don't make it complicated.
Yeah, no. But
your body, follow the needs of your body, follow what your soul spirit is telling you.
So creating an alkaline state in the body versus an acidic state, I understand, is key.
Yeah. Well, there's a balance there that has to be achieved. And
right. And most everyone is acidic, and also called dis-ease or disharmony in the physicality is arising from that state of hyperacidity, or rather a lack of mineralization.
Well,
that creates balance.
But that also, here again, we go back to balance, because the over-alkaline system is not in your highest interest either.
Right, but in the pendulum swing at this point in time, would it be valid, perhaps not in the bigger picture, but in the present moment, to be alkalizing, to bring into balance?
Well, test your body.
Right, and we can do that through urine and saliva testing ourselves, if not applied kinesiology.
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Metatron?
Yes?
We were told, and I spoke of this to Joan last week, we were told by another channel out there to love the virus, to send love to it from the heart chakra. Is that an effective way of dealing with it?
Understand, it is not your job to deal with this virus other than providing your body with a suitable, healthful state that cannot host such a virus. Now, loving the virus and bringing it into light, it's not your job. However, when you can be in gratitude for what this opportunity of pandemic virus is providing, is another story, because it provides an avenue for change and collective consciousness to be amplified to another level of light. But I cannot say that loving the virus and making it operable is something that is productive. Loving and having compassion for those who are ill and have hosted this virus is something else.
Okay, thank you for addressing that.
You're welcome. You see, when you try to change this virus at any level, you are creating resistance to why it was created in the first place. So it doesn't mean that you have to host that virus. By all means, that is not where you need to be. You need to create the field of least resistance, which means that you hold 5th, 6th, 7th dimensional frequencies of light, where and your body is healthy, your cells are functioning, your immune system is functioning, cannot host that body because of the level of frequencies that are in you on all levels. This is where you need to be focused, because this is the only place you can be stably projecting the love, the unity, and the light that is needed for others to begin to change the environment of their body
and of their spirit effectiveness. This is an individual project as well as a collective project for all humanity at whatever level they happen to be at. And this is so misunderstood because the first thing people want to do is get rid of it without realizing, does it have a purpose and how can I serve the purpose in my highest expression? And by making yourself ill or worried or judgmental is not helping. Are there any other comments or questions? Continue in this session with a closing meditation that will help you navigate the next few weeks of your time before we meet again. So if you take a deep breath now, and get very centered in your Sacred Heart Center. Breathing deeply. Breathing in the love and the light of the source of your being. Being centered in the divinity of your Christed Oversoul. Being aware of your power, your capabilities. Remember why you have come at this time. Do not resist. Or try to rid the earth of this sequence of events. Allow it to unfold. Stay centered and stable in the light that you are, projecting that everywhere you are, so that this light will provide the changes that are needed and the evolution of all humanity will follow. In your quiet time, see your beauty. Love yourself. Be in gratitude for what Source created in you. Receive from that Source energy the remembrance codes of your divine wisdom. Now, take a deep breath . I want you to get in your macabre vehicle
and travel with Anrata to the Sirian Stargate. There are many as you dock your vehicle that are there to greet you. And in the lead is Anrata. He leads you to a beautiful crystalline temple of light. This temple is the temple of transformation and regeneration. And as you each file in, one by one, in your beautiful white light garment, take your place as you are directed. Notice the energy within this beautiful, radiant temple of light. Very likened to that temple you visited at the conference, the Temple of Transparency, but yet different, but of that same frequency, but unique unto the Temple of Transformation and Regeneration. Take it in. Take in that energy. Now, with your intention, ask that you be given all upgrades, all new coding. Codes, physically, mentally, emotionally, and consciously, all codes that will bring you into the middle sector of that fifth dimension, stably and consistently. All codes, all sequences of light to be given to you at this time. Upgrades that are part of you as an evolving soul capable of holding fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. These codes will help you stabilize this energetic within you. Will open up memory codes for you that were not available previously. They are needed now for the duties that you must do in the coming times for the benefit of the earth and the benefit of humanity. receive these codes. Now. Receive codes of regeneration. Into every cell of your body. You will be receiving these codes continually throughout the day and throughout the evening hours, throughout the night, in your dream state. Until they are completely downloaded into your entire energetic system, into your physicality. Be gentle with yourself during this time. Be open, receptive, and in gratitude. Now, it is time to leave this beautiful temple of light. Follow Anrata into the exit point, into your Merkaba field, and return to the present moment, fully aware of yourself energetically and physically. In the coming weeks, follow a protocol of creating a light within you, as we have done in this session, creating an amplified fifth dimensional light. Create being in your feeling what that feels like. Using color codes often when needed. Create harmony and health within your physicality. Create a pathway for your body consciousness to follow your consciousness, your divine consciousness. Do this often so that you can maintain that dimensional frequency that is needed at this time. then in a month of your time, ask if it is appropriate for you to go to the Sirian Stargate. Ask to be received. And as you are greeted, be willing to follow into the temple of restoration, regeneration, transformation. And take your seat in your garment of light. Ask if it is appropriate or if it is needed for you to receive upgrades, codes of light at that particular time. Sometimes the answer will be no. Honor that. There's much to integrate here, beloveds, more than you know. So perhaps at that particular month, an upgrade is not needed, that you are fully using what is needed in the present. Other times, you will be given codes. Always, upon leaving, express your love and gratitude for the opportunity to receive consistent upgrades. You cannot enter this temple, if you are not fully immersed in a stable, unified field of 5th, 6th, 7th dimensions. So prepare yourself often for that monthly visit. It will help you tremendously to create the health and well-being in your body. And be confident that in that field of light, there is no element of that body or that consciousness that can host the present virus. This in itself will stem any fear that arises within you about your health and well-being. Always be in gratitude and love. And when you cannot, when you see you have misstepped, go back to Gabriel's meditation and create it. Another deep breath. Be very present in this moment. Feel the gratitude and the love within your crucible of light. Always availing yourself of the energetics of this crucible. We will close our session today in a receptive mode of receiving all that is needed for you to be who you are and be in service to humanity. Feel the joy in your heart right now as you
say yes. Yes, this is why I have come. Notice how brilliant you shine at this moment. How divine you are. And hold that always in the forefront of your mind. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.